sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. That's the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Once again, backing me up is Piero Piccioni from the film Fumo di Londra, London Fog or London Smoke. Babylon I'm Coming is next name of the track. You just heard the Syndicate of Sound that took us to this point with Little Girl, single released on Bell in 1966. For that, Patti and the Emblems with Mixed Up, Shook Up Girl, 1964 on Herald. For that, Elizabeth Waldo from a comp I got in, a compilation, part of the Christmas haul of the Christmas gift cards. Dance of the Noosters, track originally released on GMP Crescendo in 1962. I got off a compilation, Total Exotica from the Far Off Islands to Your Bachelor Pad. Lux and Ivy approved. Came out this past September on the Righteous label. Well, that Miss Tony Fisher kicked off the set, the last set of the first hour, with How Deep is the Ocean? Track released in 1960 on Signet. Hey, you know, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internet, so why don't you make me an ID? Come on, don't be shy. Throw me a bone. Bam. All I gotta do is mention Alex at Desperate Hours and WMFO and all their possible combinations, and your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a wave or an MP3 out of an email at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook and admit you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it and join the group. You can send it to me over there. Is that hard? Anyway, well, I'm feeling generous. If you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go to schedule, go to Thursday, scroll down to Desperate Hours, Alex, and by the good grace of the DMCA, the archive and the playlists are there for 2 weeks after this very broadcast. And again, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, I do post them over on the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and the group. So check it out over there. There is an Instagram, but there's a whole lot of mumbo-jumbo over there. I don't mind you going, but there's a whole bunch of mumbo-jumbo over there. If you want to like it, fine, okay. You know, but there's no connection to Patreon or OnlyFans or anything like that. Anyway, coming up in this next hour is going to be this week's song that everybody knows, a tearjerker, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
me know, for Christ's sake.
Till I met you, but you keep me waiting all of the time. What can I do? It's your life, and you can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me waiting.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys, deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited like when he saw his first snow. And he wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy. Giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck. Giddy up, go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone a lot. And after about 6 years, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's been me and old Giddy Up Go. I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops. And some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I got the name, because I told them about that little boy of mine. And how his first word about the truck was, "Giddy up, go." Today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks blowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy up, go." Well, I pushed old Giddy up and stayed right on him until the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. I waited till he went in and offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, "How did you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go?" Well, he said, "I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me." I shook his hand and told him that I had something I wanted him to see. I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, "Giddy up, go." Well, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road and me staring at a little sign that reads, "Giddy up, go."
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me. Johnny, yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. Johnny, remember me. Well, someday I guess I find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sight of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll
doing. This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Hello.
24 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. The station wants you to know the questions of the answer. Medical mistakes claims tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Health of the Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard The Ventures from the Wild Things LP. Came out in 1966 on Dalton. And How Now, Wild Cow. Well, that John Layton. He of The Great Escape, John Layton's Jericho. John Layton's in a bunch of British spy movies in the late 60s, John Layton's. And Johnny Remember Me, a track I played quite a bit here on the Desperate Hours and Coffee and Smokes before it. And the Desperate Hours podcast. And everywhere else I play it, and people aren't going to get offended. Anyway, Johnny Remember Me, originally released on Top Rank in the UK in 1961. I'm not going to lie, I got off a box set, Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. Came out in 2002 on Castle Media in the UK. That was a bonus tearjerker. Well, that was the official tearjerker of the week. This is, I think we're going to start calling this Red's Corner. Red Solvine and Giddy Up Go from the That's Truck Driving, a Truck Driving compilation. Came out in 1965 on Stardan. I do believe that was one of the tracks that was recorded especially for the compilation, single released afterward. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, The Kinks and Tired of Waiting for You, a single released on Reprise in 1965. And we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with another mystery gift from some admirers, the Seagrams and Offbeat, a track originally released on Rick, on the Rick label, RYK, in 1961, re-released in 2019 on Modern Harmonic. The name of the track is called Offbeat. We're going to have a short set and then put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
See that invite. You're listening to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piandes, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
In my Lolita of tender, dreamy childishness and a kind of eerie vulgarity. I know it is madness to keep this journal, but it gives me a strange thrill to do so.
Thank you.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. For the last time, back me up, Piero Piccioni and his orchestra of Babylon. I'm coming from the motion picture, the film Fumo di Londra, or Londra, London Smoke, or London Fog. Anyway, just heard Mundell Lowe from another film, from the film Satan in High Heels, Blues for a Stripper, from the album of the same name, which is the soundtrack for that film. Came out in 2004 on Fresh Sound Records, originally released on Charlie Parker Records in 1961. Before that, the Troggs with the B-side to Lovers All Around, When Will the Rain Come, 1967 on Fontana. And we kicked off the set with an unreleased track recorded for Cap City Records, unknown date on that, The Fawns. And when The Fawns and I've Got a Crush on Teacher. From the compilation Where the Girls Are, Volume 2. Came out in 1999 on Ace in the UK. Anyway, we got about 21 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Agogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo Alex Piendez on 91.5 WMFO Tufts University Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Baby, but if I ever go I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Now listen, baby, and try to understand that tying you is fine and whipping you is grand. Now, I just can't tell you how much fun it's been. You make me feel 25 again. But I can't leave my wooden wife for you. Sugar. I got a split-level house with a wonderful view. Sugar. A couple next door who do the things we do. Sugar. And every Saturday we sit around the pool. I look away. It isn't that I'm ashamed about you and me, but I've got to consider my morality. And I won't leave my wooden wife for you. Sugar. I got a split level house with a wonderful view. Sugar. Three sweet kids and a Yorkshire Terrier too. Sugar. And I just couldn't stand it when you come home late from school.
How was that? Are you relaxed?
Just like Eddie.
You see what you done? You stopped the show.
Yeah, it's 7:57 and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. each Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-ups. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard the United States of America. Oh, actually, you just heard Hines with it, Just Like Getty. Track originally released in Decca in the UK in 1963. I got off the compilation Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. Came out in 2002 on Castle Media. For that, the United States of America with I Wouldn't Leave My Wooden Wife for You, Sugar. From the self-titled album, came out in 1968 at Columbia. That was a 50-cent fine in the 80s. Anyway, it sounds great too. Before that, Billy J. Kramer in the Dakotas channeling. I'm Marvin Gaye with I'll Be Doggone, originally released on Parlophone in the UK in 1965. But I left the compilation on the Detroit Beat, Motor City Soul, UK style, 1963 to 67. Came on 2019 on Ace. For that, the Chessmen did I Need You There, originally released on Bismarck in 1965. I got off the World Ain't Round It Square, 1998 on Teenage Shutdown. And we kicked up the set with Ahmed Abdul-Malik and Oud Blues, originally released on New Jazz in 1961. This is another cut off the Total Exotica from Far Off Island, so you're on Bachelor Pad. Anyway, I'll leave you off with some traveling music. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.